three Australian senators are calling for an investigation into the Australian Secret Intelligence Services over a historic bugging operation. Rex Patrick, Nick McKim, Tim Storer and MP Andrew Wilkie want the Australian Federal Police to look into how and why Australia spied on the East Timorese government in 2004 during negotiations over petroleum. The Wire's Cody Chalsis asked Senator Rex Patrick how he felt when he found out about the bugging.
I have great concern about this particular operation. It's immoral, it's unconscionable, and it's illegal. We've had a situation where the Australian government has bugged the East Timor cabinet rooms during oil and gas treaty negotiations, and they've done so to gain advantage from one of the poorest countries in our region and a country that is our friend.
What do you expect the fallout from this to look like?
Well, unfortunately, there's been significant fallout on an international level. So back in 2013, we saw that the office of Bernard Collieri, the lawyer for both East Timor and Witness K, their offices were raided. That led to a proceeding being instituted in the international courts in The Hague and orders made against Australia to return documents and indeed to stop listening in on the legal conversations between East Timor and its lawyers. We also saw the cancellation of the CMAPS treaty that was negotiated as a result of the 2004 negotiations. So that also went to arbitration in The Hague, and as a result of this particular operation, the treaty was found to be null and void.
Do you expect any big fish to cop severe punishment for this?
What we need to do is look deeply into who concocted and ordered this operation. Under ACT law, in the context of good faith negotiations between two parties, and indeed parties that were negotiating a treaty, which is covered by the Vienna Convention on the Law of Treaties, it's apparent that under ACT law, there's a likelihood that some officials have committed a conspiracy to defraud. Now, the problem is we don't know who is involved because of the secrecy associated with these particular operations. But one can imagine that this could not have happened without ministerial approval and indeed approval at the highest levels inside Australia's intelligence organisation.
You said that this has been known about for a while. Is that why you felt it was necessary to get the other senators and Mr Wilkie on board before you put it to the federal police?
No, the reality is that there's recently been charges levied at both Witness K, the person who blew the whistle on this immoral conduct, and his lawyer, Bernard Collieri, former ACT Attorney General. Now, that's only just happened recently, which has caused us to re-examine the situation. We've seen some legal advice in relation to this, and we asked the question of some of the participants in this, and they had advised us that no one had actually made a referral, and we think that's an appropriate thing to do. No one is above the law in this country. That includes ministers or indeed intelligence officials.
You called the operation a foreign policy, defence and economic disaster. Do you stand by those statements?
Absolutely. We need to understand that since that operation took place, the Chinese government has moved into East Timor using soft power. They've paid for their military headquarters. They've paid for a couple of naval patrol boats, whilst at the same time the sentiment towards Australia has deteriorated significantly. So it appears that back in 2004, the intelligence services were working in conjunction with petroleum companies to try and give them some benefit during the negotiations, but it's been a disaster for foreign policy. We now have a situation where East Timor, who is a friend, we must remember about 40,000 East Timorese died in World War II whilst they were assisting Australian troops against the Japanese. We've managed to totally alienate the political leadership in Dili and East Timor, and that's unfortunate and is concerning from a national security and foreign policy perspective.
Senator Rex Patrick speaking to The Wire's Cody Chalsis.